the Sonic Cinema Production Podcast.
Welcome back to the Sonic Cinema Production Podcast. I'm Jack Ward. You know, one of the benefits of being a writer of speculative fiction and fantasy is that you get a chance to say something as well between the lines. It's been a couple of years since the last great pandemic, and who would have thought we would have said that in our lifetimes? And I wondered how those who suggested it was both a plandemic and not at all dangerous would have fared in the Middle Ages. With apologies to Monty Python, let's begin, shall we?
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Hello, Mrs. Sowers.
Ooh, hello, Mrs. Bitters.
Busy day ahead of you.
Can't be. Market's closed.
Oh, I know. All the shops are closed. Plague, don't you know?
Plague? Plague. It's a conspiracy, it is.
Oh, I know.
They call it the Black Plague, but it's all for nonsense.
Oh, I know.
It's the government, you know.
The king?
Oh, not just the king.
The queen, too.
I don't know. Of course. I mean, the cardinal and the bishops and the old poop.
Which old poop is that?
You know, the flashy fellow with the big hat.
Oh, the poop pope. Are you saying the church is involved?
Oh, yes. They want a one-flat-earth government, you see.
Oh, I know.
It's how they'll take away our rights and privileges.
What rights and privileges?
You know, our right to work 20 hours a day, our right to defecate in the streets.
Doesn't the entire Vatican operate because of taxes and tithes?
No, the priests have a small white collar. They don't wear ties.
Not ties! Tithes!
Ooh, say it, don't spray it.
Doesn't the archdiocese need donations to operate the churches?
And?
And the king and all the duke and barons need taxes to run the kingdom.
And?
So why would they do it?
Do what?
It makes no sense that the king, the queen, the cardinals...
And the old poop.
And the pope would make a fake pandemic to destroy the economy because they're only hurting themselves.
Oh?
They get rich from making sure us peasants are gainfully employed, don't you know?
Bah!
What?
Bah! Go ahead, be a sheep. Follow all the little multitudes to the pins where they size you up for slaughter. No, not me, not by gum.
No need to get salty.
Well then, what do you think this is happening? I suppose you think it's God's wrath.
God?
Yes.
No. Well, maybe.
Right, well, at least we sorted that out.
I don't think the church can do anything to help.
Are you saying asking the church for forgiveness isn't a cure?
No.
And joining the flagellants to punish yourself for your sins isn't a cure either?
No.
Well, look at you. Are you just the medicinal leech? What do you think is the cause and cure of this plague, then?
I think it's nits.
Nits?
Nits.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard. Creatures that can barely be seen, who barely even nip at you, are responsible for what they call the Black Death across the countryside. Oh, you're a loony.
Am not.
Am too.
Am not.
Am too.
Well... Didn't your Roger die of the plague?
Of course not. Where did you hear that? False tidings.
I heard he had a fever and the chills.
Well, he did have the fever and the chills, but he's better now.
And the abdominal pain and weeping blood.
All better now.
Really?
Of course.
Well, why hasn't he been to the mill all week?
Well, of course he hasn't been at the mill. He's resting.
Resting?
Yes, resting. He told me last week that he was feeling a little under the weather and wanted a bit of a lie down.
Last week?
Last week-ish. I looked in on him a couple of days ago, and he's lost his blackish complexion, and he's got a lovely greenish colour now.
Green? Did you talk to him?
No. You know what men are like when they're in a mood. Best way for him to talk to me.
How do you know he doesn't have the plague?
Alleged.
Alleged. Black Plague?
Well, he's not in the risk group now, is he? He don't eat olive oil or get too much exercise. He never bathes, and city life don't distress him none.
He don't?
No, he just dreams of country living, my Roger, he does.
That's it?
We keep fresh-cut flowers in the house to keep out unpleasant smells that would make a plague.
My son did plague in his trousers the other day.
I did think I smelled something from his room a couple of days ago. But quick as down on a duck, I brought in more flowers, and now our hovel smells like a lovely indoor garden. We're perfectly safe.
Well, if you ask me, the only way to avoid the plague is to hide from it.
Hide from the plague?
Oh, yes. It's a sneaky devil. It tracks you down and gets you.
How do you hide from a plague?
You disguise yourself.
How?
Wear a mask.
A mask?
It confuses the plague.
And you came up with this?
Not oh, the CDC.
The CDC?
The Church Demands Compliance Group.
Well, I'm in then. But I know who I want my mask to look like.
And that will be...
the old poop. It wouldn't dare infect me then. Now I know why they're on about a black plague.
Why?
Bellman's Union.
Bellman's Union?
Yes. If there wasn't bad news, what would they go on about?
Bellman's Union? You might have a point there. Oh, sounds like the sniffles.
Well, remember, my Roger had a bad cough.
You are looking a little black around the gills.
It'll be green soon, dearie.
Yes, yes.
And it's easy being green.